most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, this is the Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, David Cohen, tuning in every Sunday on latalkradio.com, the world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Amazing show lined up for you. We're just trying to create these positive vibrations, high frequencies, and good energy all pumping throughout the studio today. We got things going from left and right in our spaceship, broadcasting from space. How you guys doing today? As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, David Cohen. And we are here to talk about some stuff, about some really great, influential, amazing opportunities that are coming up in our world. And we have a multitude of other aspects of a good vibration to talk to you about today. What we got lined up, we got some great music. We actually got a few emailers. I'm going to get back to you guys. And we, in a little bit, have an amazing musician coming in the studio that you can definitely learn a lot from. He is an inspiration to many. He's been making music for multiple years, and you will get the opportunity to meet him in just a moment. But before we meet him, I want to kick you off with a little bit of his music. Check this out. This is Artemis Theory. You guys want to check it out? Here we go. We're going to kick this off. Artemis Theory, Try to Make the Music.
Thank you.
you know what, guys? That is self-produced by Artemis. That is an instrumental that he has made on his own programs. He makes his own instrumentals. He raps as well. Sometimes he focuses on strictly rapping, and then for other songs that he makes them strictly as instrumentals, strictly as beats, which I am a big fan of, because myself and the gentleman that I am working with, we focus on instrumentals as well, strictly beats, and definitely hip-hop. So we have an immense amount of respect for all of that kind of music and each and every aspect of that type of music, along with all other kinds of music. We love it all. We love it all. Check this out, guys. We got an email from Sarah. How you doing, Sarah? She goes, "Hey, Dave, it's Sarah." Well, hey, Sarah, how you doing today? What do you think is going to happen on December 21st? I'm scared because of all the doom and gloom predictions. Should I be scared? Well, Sarah, here we go. I'm no genie. I cannot predict the future. I can't tell you what's going to happen on December 21st, 2012. But what I will be able to tell you is don't be scared, because no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, no matter how you're thinking, no matter what does end up happening one way or another, if you do continue to feel scared, and if you believe in the doom and the gloom and the sadness and the worry and everyone's scared and something bad could happen, then what you're only doing is making yourself freaked out. You're tripping yourself out. So what I'm going to say is, regardless of what happens, whether you know, it's all made up, whether there is this, you know, really great, like, universal shift that's happening, one way or another, I believe that it's up to you to perceive it the way you wish. It is always up to you to perceive it the way that you wish. And I like to look at it as an opportunity, instead of, oh, I'm scared, or oh, I'm worried, or oh, something might happen, or this or that. No, don't be scared. Be excited. Look at it as an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to grow. There's this amazing, I like to think of it as this amazing wave of energy that is coming in and engulfing all of our consciousness and our planet in this wonderful, wonderful shift of energy. And if you are happy and you're ready and you're not afraid and you vibrate at a good vibration and you're rolling with a good frequency, then the only possible thing that could ever happen is something really great and positive. It's true, because you are the master of your own reality. Absolutely, guys. Check this out. We got a caller really quick. How you doing? You're live on the Vibration Station. Who are we talking to today?
Hey, Dave. This is Kelly.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. What can we help you with today?
First of all, I love the group Artemis. Is that the guy?
Absolutely. Artemis is actually in the studio. Would you like to say what's up to him?
Hey. Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, Artemis, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. Yeah, Artemis is actually a live band, and I am the guy.
There you go.
Good music. I really like it. Where can I find it?
Right now I have alwaysremaintrue.org. That's the website. And you could also find me on SoundCloud. You could find me on Reverb Nation. Both of them would be ReverbNation/ArtImust, so it's Art I Must.
Art I Must.
Must be an
artist. Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
So
I wanted to ask you a question, Dave, and now that Artemis is there, I'll ask him too.
Please.
What are you both going to be doing? I heard Sarah's email, and I wanted to comment on it. What are you going to be doing on December 21st? 2012. What are you both are
going to
do into that day?
What are we going to be doing? Would you like to kick this off?
December 21st?
Yeah.
Well, let me think. I have my yoga class at 10 in the morning. I'm sure after that. I'm supposed to go on a walk. take my dog out and probably see the beach, watch the sunset.
Yeah.
Play the guitar melody.
Yeah, absolutely.
But figuratively speaking, I could probably be free for the day.
There you go.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
How about you, Dave? What are you going to do?
Let's see. You know, I a while ago, my best friend at the time and myself were saying that, you know, oh, we're going to go to the very top of a mountain and meditate all day.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think that's going to happen. But
yeah? It's because I wasn't invited.
It's true. It's because Artemis wasn't invited.
We should do it.
Let's do it, bro. Let's do it, man. Yeah, let's get on the mountaintop. I don't know. You know, that day, I think, honestly, yoga sounds like a really great way to kick that day off.
Yoga on the mountain.
Wow. Yoga on the mountain. Yoga upon the mountain.
Yeah.
What are you
going to do? So you guys not worried?
So what?
You guys are worried. You're not worried.
I'm not too worried because I believe that everything, just like in Sarah's email, she was like, I'm afraid because I hear all this gloom and doom and I'm worried that something bad's going to happen. Well, what I told Sarah is I believe that everything that we experience is simply a product of our consciousness. It is a product of the way we choose to perceive our reality. So... Right.
I was going to say, may I interject for a second?
Please.
You know, if it's a perception of reality, I feel in life, you know, it's pretty crazy. So if my life's already upside down by now, I'm pretty sure on December 21st, it will make everything turn right back around.
There you go.
So there's a positive side of everything.
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree. I look at it as an opportunity, an opportunity to change, an opportunity to shift. An opportunity to kind of like ride this cosmic wave and just learn more about who you truly are, what you truly want for yourself. You get to choose the surroundings. You get to choose the perception. Nobody can make you feel any way, you know, and nothing can make you feel any way. So don't be scared. Don't be afraid, because fear is a frequency that is out of alignment. Fear is like a piano that has not been tuned properly. Where excitement and happiness and laughter and joy and looking forward to December 21st is actually in itself a very in-tune piano that sounds beautiful. It is a masterpiece.
Well, I was going to say, if the plan is to shift figuratively, I hear Africa is really nice this time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Might have a white Christmas.
Well, I'll be working, so I'd probably be working because I'm a waitress and I work until midnight. So I'll just probably, you know, get off work or have a drink and then go to sleep. So.
Well, that sounds like a good December 21st to me.
Be sure to be listening to Artemis Theory.
There you go. You got it.
I'll do it.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
It's such a pleasure. You have
Take
a wonderful
care,
day.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for the call. By the way, if you guys would like to call in, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air. I will get it. It is davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that is davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Art, I must.
What up?
Art, I must.
Artemis Prime.
There we go. So let's kick it off. We kicked off one of the instrumentals that you had produced yourself. We really appreciate it. It's a good vibration. And you're also going to get the opportunity a little bit later in the show to I was telling them how, you know, you focus on hip hop, and then along with hip hop, you also focus on, you know, the beat side, like the instrumental side of that style of music.
Actually, I was going to say correction. I do not focus on hip hop. That is a
common
misunderstanding.
Whoa. Okay.
No.
Let's hear it. No. I love it.
Well, I grew up
I love it.
Listening to Spanish guitar and, you know, through my mom's side, polka and such different things. So I really don't think it's hip-hop. That's just what everyone else calls it because apparently it sounds like hip-hop.
There we go.
To me, it's blues and it's reggae.
Hell yeah.
It's everything, you know. It's a moment. It's music. It's an... It, a free-feeling expression with a continuous flow and energy.
Yeah.
But to say the least, really what I would consider it would be rap music, because some time ago I considered it hip-hop, but based on what they call hip-hop on the radio and...
Oh, yeah.
You know, what is to be considered hip-hop, I don't want to be a part of anymore.
Exactly.
And I would consider it rap music, because when I started listening to it, it was considered rap music. And to me, I'll break it to an acronym. RAP, R-A-P, would be rhythm and poetry.
Hey!
I'm a poet, and I choose to speak my words with rhythm.
So dude.
That's the game.
That's good. I dig that, man.
Thank you. That's
hell
actually,
yeah.
The name of the mixtape that I'm putting out is Artemis Theory, the Rhythm and Poetry Mixtape, which actually Dave here is going to be on, and it's
hell yeah, man.
It's
we're doing it.
20 songs that are duets with very talented artists that I've met along the way.
That's amazing. Hell yeah, man. I'm really stoked. And all the listeners out there, you guys are going to get the opportunity to really listen to what Artemis has done in the past, and you're also going to get the opportunity to hear him live in the studio. Show us a little musical hippity hippity hop, if you will. But no, it is not hippity hippity hop.
Rippity rippity rap.
It's rippity rippity rap. Rap rap ratada ratada rap rap rap. And then what I was also gonna say is just because we're feeling good, what Artemis and I are gonna do a little bit later in the show is I'm gonna put on an instrumental, and we're gonna do a little freestyle session in the studio, because everybody loves a freestyle session. Who doesn't love a freestyle session? I don't. Fuck you. Just kidding. No, for real. So, Art, we heard your instrumental. Can we hear you rap?
Yeah.
You down for that?
That sounds good.
Yeah, all right. Check this out. So you heard the instrumental, and now we're going to play the instrumental with the ribbity 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 rap over it. Ribbity ribbity rap, it sounds like a frog, like a ribba ribba rap. Check this out, guys. This is Art. I must try to make the music.
Artemis, vibration station representing 2012.
See me fail than ever, see me rise, ultimately making the product of your demise. Seen the lost cause who drove the contrast, but in these fairy tales, not skies, we finish last. Living in gray shades as they live in a white and black. Some think they'll appreciate when opposites attract. Gone without a trace, no time but in your face. Another angel's plight, returning its fall from grace. Beauty skin deep, but they got me feeling worthless. Is there greater purpose that's hidden beneath the surface? On the right track, on rails of crazy trains. I'm learning without a crutch, I learn without the name. Merges to the fast lane without a lifeline. So now I ride the waves to complete the tide that binds. Love resides here and it's up for them to find. When the heart's a simple major, intricately designed. No look or no hands, never been conventional. No hate or disrespect, nothing is intentional. I don't follow dreams, I just really try to chase them. Memories of the past reflect and then erase them. Yeah. Yeah. Artemis. Try to make the music, but the music won't make me. Sounds of your elements, the powers that will pick me. To eternal life, to the point of me breaking. To eternal life, to the point of me breaking. I try to make the music, but the music won't make me. Sounds of your elements, the powers that will take me. To eternal life, to the point of me breaking. To the point of me breaking. Taking a stand, you think I'm lost? Well, here I am. Following the footsteps the best way I can. Going nowhere if it's a scheme, so I design my dreams. Always enjoying beauty remaining true in this reality we're hated on. By the selfish and wicked, just mental parasites. I plague this as you live in your sickness. Heretics of pride, dishonored before death. Yes, in the wicked eyes, till I have nothing left. Ego trips that have I was seen of killing the flowers. Don't ever see to the greater good until your plans are gone sour. If you're given the effort, you probably will accomplish things. Level-headed and humble, never trusting the dishonest. Spreading upon the message, or you're taking the cure. Fighting in the battle, but you're losing the war. If I had my wings, I guarantee that I saw. So my seeds could be free. What? My seeds could be free. Yeah. No look and no hands. Never be conventional. No hate or disrespect. Nothing is intentional. I don't follow dreams. I just really
try to chase them.
Memories of the past reflect.
Try to make the music, but the music won't make me. Sounds of your elements, the powers that will take me to eternal life, to the point of me breaking. To eternal life, to the point of me breaking. I try to make the music, but the music won't make me. Sounds of your elements, the powers that will take me to eternal life, to the point of me breaking. To eternal life, to the point of me breaking. When there are players, there will always be haters. With or without mention, all will meet the maker. No bells and whistles, let alone your smoke and mirrors. Never speak too soon, nobody's gonna hear ya. Renegade with a just cause, rebel without a flaw. Going against the odds with original and raw. Nothing's handed to me, so how am I gonna make it? If you want something bad enough, you earn it or you take it. No look and no hands, never been conventional. No hate or disrespect, nothing is intentional. I don't follow dreams, I just really try to chase on. Memories of the past reflect and then erase them. I try to make the music, but the music won't make me. Sounds of your elements, the battle that will take me to eternal life, to the point of me breaking. To eternal life, to the point of me breaking. I try to make the music, but the music won't make me. Sounds of your elements, the battle that will take me to eternal life, to the point of me breaking. To eternal life, to the point of me breaking.
Hell yeah. Woo! Art, I must. Must I art? I must art. I'll tell you, I must start. Hell yeah, dude, that was such a sweet flow.
Thank you, man.
Okay, listen, guys. Art I must, in the flesh, in the studio. We got flowing from the east to the south, like crashing on the east wind on west trees. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to do. So here, man, that's the real, real shit right there. Art, where can people check you out, man?
Well, right now, like I said, www.reverbnation.com/artimust, www.soundcloud.com/artimust.
There you go.
Facebook.com/artimust.
Yeah.
AlwaysRemainTrue.org.
Hell, AlwaysRemainTrue.org. See, that's dope, man. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Always Remain True?
Yeah, Always Remain True is a brainchild that started when I was a little brainchild in 1996.
And hell yeah.
Since then, it's flourished from being a clothing line into a poetry, you know, like a poetry show. I had an art gallery for a while. It's actually out of service right now, but it was open for quite a while. Always Remain True Gallery. I'm also an artist. I'm a painter. Let me think. What else do we do? I mean, really, we just support common arts and common different artists. The general purpose of the website is not for one to say, hey, look at me, I have a big site and it all focuses on me. My site is actually a hub for hundreds of artists to come to and be promoted just as equally, even when they are, so to speak, my competition, because I love that. And I would say that when you go into an art gallery and you see a bunch of paintings on the wall, sometimes just one, you might like them all, but one captures your heart. And that's the same for everyone else. Someone who wants something with detail might like something, or might not like something that is abstract and cartoon, whereas, well, I would like something that's abstract and cartoon. I could care less about having something detailed on my mantle, you know?
Absolutely, man.
So there's no competition.
Hell yeah, dude. I really appreciate that. I think that's really dope. And, yeah, bro, I remember the art gallery. That was a sweet – that was an awesome place to be, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's an awesome, awesome place to be out in
Topanga Canyon, California.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. No, it's actually, I'm definitely going to tell you guys right now, I've known Artemis, for a while. We've been doing music for quite some time, and, he really put on an amazing art gallery, like one hell of a gallery. And it's like seriously in the coolest place on the planet. And,
there's actually a picture on, alwaysremaintrue.org. There's a couple pictures of the site when it actually just first open the door, so
hell yeah,
can't really see much. But
so Art, everybody wants to know, every, like, you know, what's a musician's inspiration for their music, you know? And every you know, artist that I have come on the show, you know, I'll ask them, like, what's the inspiration behind your music? And usually a lot of the time, you know, it's like the same idea. It's like, you know, how, well, I'm just trying to, you know, get my word out there, get my message, and it's all about, you know, just having a good time and you know, getting it out on the table. But I my question for you, I want a more specific answer. Well, I'm going to put you on the spot. Like, what is your, like deep core inspiration for the lyrics that you write? Your motivation, yeah.
Well, to tell you the truth, and this is going to be answered in a couple parts. I forgot about two of them in the middle of mid-sentence. But All right. I will say one. This is actually, first and foremost, my major cause overall. And I grew up with a big family, 13 kids. You know, life isn't always so spectacular for everyone in this world. Not that it was bad for me, but I'm just generalizing for the population. But,
right.
Generally, I used to teach graffiti at this class called Juice. It's in L.A. It still exists. You'd have to look it up online. It's called Juice, but they do dancing, like breakdancing, hip-hop recording.
That's
and
sweet, man.
Graffiti art. Well, basically, the purpose of this is for inner-city kids to not do drugs and be part of gangs. And when I taught for this program, it inspired me, and I thought, wow, we need to have more rec center programs like this for the youth. Nothing that's going to teach you dodgeball and hopscotch, but something that will teach you a life skill or something you're into and how to pursue it the proper way without ending up in jail or just wasting your time dragging your feet. So,
exactly, or like getting tied up with the wrong crowd, and, you know.
Precisely.
That's great, man.
So I would really love to open, you know, 20 to 40 to 50, 90, whatever rec centers in every single inner city around the United States, and if not further. You know, I have an orphanage in Africa. I don't even care, but I want to do something positive for society, and I just hope my music is the stepping stone to making that happen and inspiring other people to achieve greatness.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I really, really appreciate that. And honestly, Art, that sounds like a really great idea. I definitely think you should pursue that. Because here's the thing that right when you said that, the first thing that I was thinking about is like, if you take inner city kids, right? You know, they kind of grow up in a shitty area and like there's a lot of gang activity around them. And
well, they have a very important message to spread to the world that people don't understand. Because we look at the world and see poverty and, you know, hard lives and situations maybe in Uganda or so on and so forth, but it really exists in our backyard, and we do not realize it, and our kids are suffering.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And I think that one of the most important aspects of that, you know, of the whole, like, rec center idea that you were talking about is that if you take, and let's just be honest, like, if you take, you know, a group of inner city kids, and then you're in this rec center, and then you have somebody, like you said, you know, teaching them hopscotch. You know what I mean? Let's say that, or, oh, yeah, you know, we got dodgeball or whatever.
Well, at that rate, it's more of a babysitter.
Exactly.
It's not an activity.
Exactly. But also, I think the coolest thing about it is you're incorporating things that these kids would most likely get tied into anyways when they're surrounded by that, you know, like graffiti art, but instead or hip hop dancing, you know, or even like rapping or doing whatever. But like if you take those still like those elements that you see on the streets, like those elements that like usually a lot of people look at and then associate with gang activity or associate with any illegal activity, and then actually turn that into a controlled environment and then say like, listen, kids, like it's fun to do graffiti art. Like if you want to pick up some spray paints and get a big old canvas and start spraying, like, you know, that's great, but just don't get caught up.
Well, you know, the key to the game is not so much even to promote it like that. Like you can reel them in like a little fish with that.
Right.
But when it comes down to it, then you start getting in their head and dropping seeds. Hey, murals, you can get paid for this. You know, you can have people have you paint their bedroom. Same with music. You know, I don't know where I would be right now if I never recorded my first track and really got inspired. I might have just had a bunch of notebooks with a bunch of junk in it and continued on with my existence, you know. So, you know, music really opened a light and a door for my life and my positivity and how I see stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, bro. Hey, man, do you want to get a little freestyle session going on?
Oh, man. I'm down with it. I just have some technical errors I need to fix up real quick, but I guess it's not going to be happening, right?
Oh, you know, we could, if you want, we could actually, we could see if we can, we can see if we can kick that on. Let's, I know. We had some other MP3 files that you should check out from Art, but what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna kick off this chill jazz hip hop beat instrumental, right? We're gonna start off with this, and I'm gonna pass it off to Art. I must. Something that I love, I do have to say, is whenever I get the opportunity to have a fellow rapper in the studio, one of my favorite things to do, regardless of whether I'm in the studio, outside of the studio, no matter what I'm doing, one of my favorite things to do is to share a freestyle session with a fellow rapper. And I think everybody else, all the listeners, enjoy it because it's just a good time. And, like, it's off the top of your head. It sounds cool. And you know what? Some of this shit that comes out might just be a little inspiring. You never know. All right, man, let's kick it off. Art I Must and Davy Crockett on the track.
You know you mean the world to me. Music, I love you. This goes way beyond. Yeah, this goes way beyond. Yeah, this goes way beyond. Yeah. This goes way beyond the isles of planet Earth. The revolution is now, is it the end of the world? Society's infested with answers, that are questions. If you understood the meaning, would you ingest the lesson? There's more than a 9-to-5 in life you should be stressing. The fact that we aren't men consumed by oppression. Continually exceeding the tangled webs we are weaving. And the lives we are leading and the cycles we're repeating. Brainwashing of the minds of the children we are building. Solving artists feeding on the hearts that are bleeding. Between the lines, reading of the process of our grieving. In the mask of sanity, in this life I've been deceived. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Art I Must.
Art I Must. Yeah. Yeah. Said nobody that I started this. Sicker than the order miss. Yeah, nobody that I started this. I'm sicker than them hardest kids. I'm sicker than them hardest kids. I'm a starving artist. That's how I get down. I wanna save the kids in the inner city downtown. Show them mad love when they all out of luck. They reach all the stops and they ain't giving up. Now it hardly even matters the way we splatter paint on the freight to the train like a saint from the halos and the heavens on the freeway. That's the way down as you're getting away from the whoop whoop. Hear the sound over the fence and places going home. The darkest of the dreams where we sit there, a stone, a rock so far away from we understand. Throwing and skipping in the ocean when it leads your own hand. The fulcrum force and the perplexity of the velocity. Now I'm tossing these stones so far away, watching ripple effects. Pulling the wings off a butterfly. And then what is next? Order miss. Yeah, nobody that I thought of this. It's sicker than them hardest kids. It's sicker than them hardest kids. It's order miss. Yeah, nobody that I thought of this. It's sicker than them hardest kids. It's sicker than them
hardest kids. Yeah. Yeah. Art I Must. Some freestyle.
Yeah, well. From love of the mission statement.
Yo, Art. It's trying to save the inner city kids. Check it out, man. Because you know that he just raps from his bliss space. In his mistakes. And every single time I be putting it down, you know that I'm about to drop this tape for y'all to hear. We on the vibration station like nothing to fear. Because it's all love. It's L-O-V-E. Talk to the oracle. And then you realize that you're free. And the chains on your legs, you know it's all broken off. Cough, cough. Check it, man. Now I got nothing because I'm lost in my consciousness, wanting this beautiful monogamous state of mind, cause it's divine and I can spread my wings and fly anytime I want with the 50-foot wingspan. Only rapper with a halo on his head, man. Yo, cause we be angels, like urban angels, from different angles. Geometry, propostomy, possumy, passing me, rapping me, casting me, classing me, teaching me, beaching me, teaching me.
Yeah, knowing that we started this. It's sicker than the hardest kids. It's sicker than the hardest kids. Davy Crockett. Knowing that he started this. It's sicker than the hardest kids. It's sicker than the hardest kids.
Yeah.
So you guys are listeners of this station, but I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, Dave is amazing.
No, dude. Art's the man. Art I Must. Art you must. You must start, dude. Hey, thanks a lot, bro. It means a lot. It means a lot when you say that. You know what I want to do? Is show some people a part of growing up. Yeah? Do you dig on that?
Growing up, yeah. Let me see.
Powerful.
Wait.
We got powerful, a part of growing up. Listen, guys, Art I Must. You gotta check him out.
Wait, you actually, can. Do you want to do Waking Dreams? Or is that already?
Yeah, absolutely. Where is that at?
Should be on Ears to the Ground SoundCloud.
Very cool. Actually.
Or Reverb Nation. I'm not sure where it's at, but I also work with a group called Ears to the Ground. I definitely, real quick, it may have like maybe 3 minutes or like a half a minute to throw a shout out to a couple people.
Absolutely. All please.
Right. Dave's doing some technical stuff. You probably hear the keyword. But it should be called Wake and Dreams.
Oh, great. All right, man.
By the way, anyways, I work with a group called Ears to the Ground. You can find them, same thing, Ears, the number two, the ground, on SoundCloud, Reverb, Facebook. Really positive, you know, kids that I work with. And to tell you the truth, I was kind of slipping out for a minute. And upon meeting them, really inspired me and brought me back to my feet, you know, mentally and lyrically. Also, I escaped for a shop in Topanga Canyon, California called So What Surf. We actually won a contest at an undisclosed location in Calabasas, but Calvin Luxford, who's my teammate, actually won the competition for downhill. So Yeah, I just wanted to give him some respect. So
that's great, Calvin. Man. That's really fucking cool. That's super cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we actually had Ears to the Ground on the station a few weeks ago. Yeah, that's Artemis. He introduced me to the hip hop group Ears to the or the rap group, should I say, the rhythm and poetry group Ears
to the
Ground.
Well, they like to call themselves hip hop, so I mean, I think I'm just a random weirdo on that one.
No, dude, that's funny. But yeah, man, we had them on the show, and it was great. It was really, really great. They're definitely a really inspiring group of cats, and
it's just the dedication is beautiful, you know.
Absolutely, the dedication is amazing, and their music is great, man. I think you know, with this collaboration that's going on, there's really really a wonderful energy, wonderful vibration that's being put out there. You know, man, I
we're about to play a track right now, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if I checked on the Ears to the Ground SoundCloud.
Reverb Nation.
Yep. Okay.
But,
cool, man.
I was going to say, this song right here is called Waking Dreams, and it's with me and Imzomniac and a fellow from a group called Music Junkies named Eighth Kind.
Eighth Kind. Absolutely. Ears to the Ground, we're talking about them when they came on the show.
Well, this song, actually, I was going to have Ricardo actually accompany me today. I mean, not Ricardo, excuse me, Imzomniac. Big Rigo. So I was going to have him accompany, but this song has him on it, and kind of had a hard situation getting to the studio today, so I'm going to play a song with him on it. And,
we're doing, is it Waking?
Waking Reality, yeah.
There we go.
And this is my boy, this is the group I work with.
Check this out, this is Ears to the Ground and Artemis, Art I Must.
Insomniac and Eighth Kind.
Check it out, guys, it's all about some good music. Oh yeah, for sure. This is good shit, guys. Check this out.
At some point in your life, you're gonna have to make a change. No one to point fingers to, no one to blame. Start from the bottom up. Tell me, do you have enough? It's gonna take more than Fedia to bring your broke ass up. But we still chill and just don't give a fuck. At least until that day that you end up getting caught up. It's only in our nature as a human being to deal with the struggle and become a killing machine. We live in the land of prosperity and sorrow. Blind for the slaves, hoping for a better tomorrow. This country has stomped on our dreams for way too long. They also pissed off the other side of the world. What could go wrong? But fuck it, we still keep banging our own shit. Ignore all the hatred and listen to dope-ass music. So let's blow this dust, I'm in the rush. And fuck the lust with such and such. I'm blowing that kush, kush, courtesy of Art I Must. Walking through reality, living amongst our dreams. No matter what it takes, no matter what it takes. Walking through reality, living amongst our dreams. No matter what it takes, no matter what it seems. Walking through reality, living amongst our dreams. No matter what it takes, no matter what it takes. Walking through reality, living amongst our dreams. No matter what it takes, no matter what it seems.
We're changing all the guidelines that fluctuate the mind. Rearranging through the structures for the healing of the blind. Pathways to enlightenment to the eyes of the beheld. Epiphanies of existence that rarely sell and fell. Renaissance to the corners, we in its shadows cast. Forgotten talents of the unheard, wounded leaders of our past. Oppression is dependent upon acceptance of our descendants. Deception in the presence, I sentence, I call my vengeance. Knowledge is a weapon, and truth
we are destined to live amongst our dreams, so let that be a lesson. I'm heated and I'm vented as I empty out this message. The future is now, start embracing our inventions. Disgracing our momentum, disregarding our intentions. Judge not, and maybe you will know existence. Keep your ear to the ground, and you will know existence. Keep your ear to the ground, and you will know existence. Walking through reality, living amongst our dreams, no matter what it takes, no matter what it takes. As we walking through reality and living amongst our dreams, no matter what it takes, no matter what it seems. Walking through reality, living amongst our dreams, no matter what it takes, no matter what it takes. Walking through reality and living amongst our dreams, no matter what it takes, no matter what it seems.
Even in my room, I can see through all your lies. Grip my hair tight, wanna pull out my fucking eyes, so I can watch the world through a different angle. And I drop them, see a glimpse of what's really painful. The thoughts as I grow and they rot and I flow, like a rock caught in a cycle of a tornado. No angel or therapist could help me, feeling empty. And the scenes seem to pile up heavy, of drama and sadness, no farther the madness. But I see through the haze of all this blackness, of phonies that don't want me to be heard. Cause everything my brain creates seems to be absurd, but I'm just being real. What's the deal? Can't express the way that I feel, even if I have an ill skill. And that's life, kid, even if you don't like this. Survival of the fittest, kill us like a virus. Walking through reality, living amongst our dreams, no matter what it takes, no matter what it takes. Walking through reality, living amongst our dreams, no matter what it takes, no matter what it seems. Walking through reality, living amongst our dreams, no matter what it takes, no matter what it takes. Walking through reality, living amongst our dreams, no matter what it takes, no matter what it seems.
Yeah, ears to the ground, art I must, insomniac.
Music, music. Ho, ho, ho.
And we are the dreamers of dreams.
That's from my homeboy Willy Wonka.
What does that say? What is it? Oh, yeah.
It's from Willy Wonka. We are the music makers and we are the dreamers of dreams.
There you go.
I haven't seen Mr. Wonka in like probably about 3 weeks now, but...
Your boy Willy. Yeah. Your boy Willy Wonka.
Speaking of Willy, you know, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say his real name.
Let's say.
And I don't even want to disrespect him. I really don't know why I'm even having these thoughts. But anyways, I just want to give the biggest of the biggest shout outs to my producer for my album. I believe I'll just put him as One Shot Will. I used to just call him Ill Will, but it turns out that the DJ name Ill Will already. You know, but I love my producer and... he's a great, great musician. Anyways, long story short, his One Shot Will, and he's amazing. That's all I really.
Hell yeah, dude! Sorry. Shout out to One Shot Will.
and Alex Cooper, IMI, and he is making all the beats for the mixtape. So.
Oh. Alice Cooper.
No, not Alice. No, yeah, Alice Cooper.
I was gonna.
We both put makeup on and eat rats or whatever. But I know it's Alex Cooper, but he's a good guy. He makes the beats for the mixtape.
That's great, man. Yeah, I definitely gotta say, it's always a pleasure having you guys come in the studio, because the dedication, like Art was talking about earlier, really just a sense of dedication that all these individuals have for the music itself, for the rap, is super inspiring. And they all constantly are just looking for like the next best thing, the next, you know, the next like best beat and like the next lyric, and like they're just always pumping it out, and they're businessmen, man. They get down to it, and I just really appreciate that, because I'll tell you, there's a lot of artists out there that are gonna always say like, oh yeah, like I'm an artist and like blah blah blah, you know, but there's so many artists out there that call themselves artists but are not doing anything about it. You can still be an artist and not do anything about it. You could have the talent, you know. But like, there's so many kids, so many people out there today that, you know, they're trying to break it out. They're trying to do hip hop, or they're trying to do, you know, rap, or they're trying to do rock and roll, you know, like they're trying to like do any kind of music that they consider, you know, themselves to be. They're trying to do it, but there's this lack of dedication that I've really seen in a lot of artists. Up and coming, not even up and coming, but just like in the society that we're in, everyone's an artist. in the society that we're in, everybody plays the guitar, everybody raps, everybody, you know.
With technology now, it seems like every 12-year-old kid makes beats too.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all DJs and...
Yeah, dude, you got, you know, you got you fucking...
By the time they're 15, they join the basketball team in high school and they don't make music no more, so...
Right, exactly. You know, you got DJ Care Bear over here and like...
Well, you know, I think it's because the... People don't see music as a way of expression sometimes, don't get me wrong, but they kind of see it as a dream and a goal, and when they realize that mountain is too tall for them to climb,
right,
then they just give up, or there's a gap without a bridge, and they don't know how to get across, so their problem-solving skills just kind of revert to give up and pick up the Nintendo DS and sit on the couch.
Right. Exactly, and like, you know, it's...
Or afraid of life.
It's, yeah, dude, it's true, and... Something else that I've recognized is, you know, when a child at a young age wants to get into, you know, music, right? There's only a certain amount of instruments that are really offered at the, you know, at the elementary schools or even the middle schools, even the high schools, you know. But by high school, you get a little bit wider range. But like...
Yeah,
you know, there's only, I remember in my elementary school experience, Topanga, woo, I picked up the violin. There literally, I think there was a choice of like five instruments.
Did
he was
you
like,
still play the violin?
No. No, I'm so bad, dude. I literally, all I could do was Mary Had a Little Lamb. That's the farthest I ever got with the violin.
I hope somebody calls in and tells Dave that he should probably learn to play violin.
I should learn how to play the violin, man. Shit, but my whole point is like, you know, I feel like in school systems and stuff, there should be a wider range of musical instruments to choose from at a younger age, because, you know, that's the age when kids are a sponge. That's when they're just soaking it up. But I bet you, you know, if you had, you know, kids at the age of 12 years old being offered the opportunity to learn how to work Logic or, you know,
yeah,
like,
cool.
Right?
That's
and, like,
cool.
You know, you give this 12-year-old kid, you know, a few turntables and, like, you know, teach him how to do something cool, you know. And I'm not saying that that's better than a violin. I'm just saying it gives you more variety.
Well, at least it teaches you how to pursue your violin career because you know how to record and collaborate and make it materialize.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can send someone a song on email.
Hell yeah, dude. So listen up, guys. I want to thank you so much, Art. I must. Always a pleasure, brother. I unconditionally love and appreciate everybody out there.
That's the show, huh?
That's the show, man. That's the show, bro. I seriously, I just want to thank Art. I must for coming in the studio. You got to check him out. Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, Facebook, Art. I must. One word, ARTIMUST. You can also check out Ears to the Ground. Always give a shout out to them.
And alwaysremaintrue.org.
And alwaysremaintrue.org. Listen up, guys. This has been a pleasure. We always send you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our spaceship in Sherman Oaks.
Good vibrations.
Our good vibrations. Sending you everything you need to maintain a good vibration. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll see you next Sunday. Bye-bye.